Are you ready? Marks and Smarks. This is the Smart Gilas Pilipinas podcast.
You are listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Smart Gilas Pilipinas podcast. Stunning Stan C at your service. To my right, ravishing Ro Moran, and right across me, making his return and his first appearance of the calendar year.
God damn it, why are we making such a big deal about this?
Yes, I'm back. You came back sooner than Brian did.
Yeah. Oh, Rowdy Raf Camus, back on the podcast.
Hello, everybody, I'm back.
You've been asking about the Europa again.
No, not yet.
No, we're not. We're not moving.
No,
that
we are
keeping this because I like it, and I am the editor, and we are keeping
Thank
this.
You.
Glenn Fry
on
guy,
air.
Can
high
we,
five.
Can we at least use the one you love?
Okay, I would have been game for that. I was actually thinking about that today.
Do we have an edit? Do we have an edit that we can do this?
Yeah, we can get an edit.
Okay, next week on the podcast.
On my computer.
Next week on the podcast, we will have Glenn Frey.
By speaking the time you listen to this, you probably have heard the one you love already.
Oh, speaking of Glenn Frey, I mean, like, come on. I'm so sad. I'm super sad. More than I am sad about David Bowie or Lemmy or who else died? Cuyo Jerms.
Alan Rick.
Oh, wait, no. Not as sad as Alan. I am for Alan Rickman, but maybe...
Ravi Shankar.
No,
Ravi Shankar's been dead for a few years now.
People who dredge up these old obits, you are not cool. That is not funny.
Christopher Lee has been dead for six months. And I, as a fan of Lord of the Rings and
Star Wars,
very obviously Star Wars, I'm very disappointed in you people for biting on this shit. No, I am sorry.
No. You shouldn't be disappointed with the people who bite on it. I mean,
not just the people who bite on it, but the people who share it and propagate this idiocy.
Oh, Jesus. No, not the people who share it, after biting it, but the people who put it out in the first place.
You people are sick fucks.
Oh, what is the matter with you? Like, how is this helpful to our society?
But, you know, on a more positive note, I guess there's, like, a festival of music and the arts in heaven
right now. That is true. Yeah, super sad about Glenn Frey dying. And I'm really sad that, like, 70% of Filipinos...
associate him with that song.
Associate him with this song. And, you know, 50%, half of those people don't even know who sang it.
Yeah.
They just know it as the other Beer song. House song.
Yeah, or the Sexy Time song.
Like, do you even know George Michael sang Careless Whisper?
I know that.
Yeah, I know you guys know that, but do people in the beer house know that?
I have no idea. Probably not.
But do you know Glenn Frey was an important member of the Eagles?
Yes, I do.
I know that he was an Eagle.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have the Eagles DVD at home.
I know.
I have an Eagles Greatest Hits CD.
We can watch it sometime.
Which one? The Hell Freezes Over DVD?
Yes,
Hell Freezes I've seen
over.
That so many times.
It's the best.
Yeah. So, yeah, Festival of the of Music and the Arts in Heaven. But for us here who are still alive, breathing, and kicking, we got some stuff to talk about.
Sinong susunod na papatayin niyo?
Oh, God, please, no. Let's not go there. Okay, so since we started the podcast off with some sad news, let's bring up some sad news from last week. Our boy, TJ Perkins, got released from Impact Wrestling. And this is a move that not a lot of people saw coming, especially given the fact that TJP is one of the more loyal Impact talents ever.
You can't get him to say shit about the company.
We couldn't get him to say shit about the company. We had the interview with him, what, November?
3 months ago, October.
October, sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know, it felt like November. But, you know, this guy, this is one of the realest guys who has ever displayed loyalty to a sinking ship, which is very rare for anyone in this industry, because sinking ships go down fast.
Well, TNA has been going down for like a year now. They're still not dead. But that's the thing.
This guy was cashing paychecks from them.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I think I have a theory as to why they let him go. As we all saw, I hate to speculate on it, because we've talked to TJ, and he's such a cool guy, and he doesn't like it when people who don't know anything about what's happening with him is trying to act like they know better. But TJ was able to buy a house, buy cars.
Buy nice Kobe's.
Yeah, thanks to TNA. And that may be why they let him go, because he might have cost too much. assuming that he was one of the guys that were getting paid on the regular money. On the regular as well.
And he hasn't been used been used on TV for quite some time.
Nope. After the revolution folded, yeah.
Yeah. They had such promise kasi with the unmasking with rebranding him as TJP. But they just couldn't pull the trigger, and you know
they didn't believe in him. That's what he said. We all know the hashtag "All We Want Is TJP" movement, and then people were telling him from TNA that people aren't gonna, fans aren't gonna care.
Yeah,
that's what he said, and then here we are now. But I guess instead of owning up to being proven wrong, they end up letting him go.
Right. So you can only hope that TJP finds work regularly again, that we see him on TV.
He's always going to find work regularly.
Guys like DJ Perkins will find work. If it's in Japan, if it's with the Fed, if it's with NXT, we don't know. I mean, ROH could use him at this point.
Yeah. Hey, if he goes to Lucha Underground, more power. I'd love that.
I mean, he would be a nice late addition to mid-season addition.
No, they're already taping
Ultima Lucha.
Yeah.
Soon. Okay.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So that's out of the question.
Yep. Right. Let's switch gears and talk about other news. Here's an imminent debut in the WWE that we've been talking about, AJ Styles. According to PWInsider.com, is confirmed to begin with the WWE by next week. So it could be as early as the Rumble. Hell, it could be on the Raw after the Rumble. Basta, it's happening next week.
Which leads to speculation.
I don't even know. Okay, so there are so many red herrings thrown around. At this point, I would like to give the rumors a rest now, even though I'm the guy who does them first, Mark Henry, every morning.
Great mind.
I do them, but at this point, hindi na siya ni-internalize masyado. Like, okay.
Yeah.
It's there.
I just want to see what happens at the Rumble.
But, you know, he has gone on to say at his last RevoPro.
He was forced to say that. He said the fans want to shut up.
I'm not sure what the future holds for me.
We don't care if you die in a Rumble! Die in a Rumble! Die in a Rumble!
I don't deserve a thing. I don't deserve you. But I tell you, you put me in that Royal Rumble, and I'm going to kick some ass with you guys.
Oh, you splice the promo in.
Yep.
And then you judge it for yourselves, fans. Here.
Right. So, you know what? I think regardless of whether or not we've been spoiled by these rumors, by these news from the dirt sheets, if and when AJ Styles debuts, it'll be a huge mark out moment. And I think for all of us that are going to be at the Rumble viewing party, we're going to fucking mark out.
I will.
Do you think he's going to show up at the Rumble?
I have a good feeling that is the surprise of the night. I mean, this Rumble in particular, the stakes are different. The stakes are different. Yeah. So,
thank you, Captain Obvious.
No, because I haven't said jack shit about wrestling for a few weeks
fair
now.
Enough,
so the stakes are different. All of those, in years where you could have a Hacksaw Jim Duggan, you could have Mick Foley for all we care.
Or Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter. Staples, like the Godfather for all.
Wait, pero usapan namin yan.
For all I care. Yeah, on the show that I wasn't at.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Just a lot of them.
Thank you for pointing that out. But you see, this year, if you're going to pull a surprise contender.
Sure. What if he actually wins it? That would be funny.
That would be fucking funny.
But we know it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. But at the end of the day, the best bullet that WWE has is to have him debut at the Rumble.
I can't wait for Stylish James.
All right.
But I do know, though, that Shiny is not showing up because his last NJPW date is on the 30th.
Which, well, no surprise. I mean, Shiny, what's his last name?
McNamara.
Shiny McNamara.
Well, you know, at least there are some NXT talents who get to keep their names. Rich Swann being one of them. And he made his NXT debut this week against Baron Corbin.
Hold on. This is funny. Talk about the names real quick.
Sure. It's his real name.
Yeah. But Apollo Crews was the last guy who didn't get to keep his name. But would you have kept UHA Nation as a name?
Yeah, why not?
Nah, UHA.
It's weird, you know. I mean, I love the guy, but it's weird. It's a weird UHA, name to have.
Because if some, you know, people used to go up to him and say, "Hey, Nation." Yo, Nash.
It kind of has
boy.
NOD connotations then.
Not really.
No.
It's just weird. It's just a weird name.
It you know, it's Nation is not.
Not
it,
for a single guy.
Name.
It's not a name. It's an art. It's a noun.
I mean, there are a lot of other names that aren't really names. Like Kaval isn't really a name.
No, but Kaval is Umaga. Singular. Those are singular things. But if you are exactly that. A nation upon yourself. No, nation upon yourself. That's what he tried to do with it sometimes when he was booked that way.
Yeah, but it was nice to see some of these other indie talents come in and not get their names changed, like Champa, Gargano, Rich One. Si Champa, but that is his real name too.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's his real name. You can look it up now.
Yeah, sure. Let's look it up.
But the thing, like, guys like Kevin Owens. That's not such a stretch from Kevin Steen.
Tommaso
Steen.
Whitney.
Yeah, he's a Whitney.
Tommaso Whitney Houston.
That is his birth name, Tommaso Whitney. And his ring name is Tommaso Ciampa.
That's okay.
I wouldn't want to be called Whitney either.
Rewind to Rich Swann.
Sure.
Rich Swann is one of those guys that he's a name talent. He's a name talent in the indie scene. And
he's not that big of a name talent,
though. No, but he's a name talent. You say Rich Swann, you're not thinking of some random white guy. You're thinking of this guy.
I did. Sorry. I mean, I haven't Googled this guy before, and, you know, this is the first time I've seen him, so you can't blame me.
Most unfortunate for you, sir. But he is a vet of a lot of good shows, and, you know, he deserves the time in NXT. Not necessarily jobbing to Corbin, but...
No, it's fine. Jobbing to Corbin is fine.
Especially now that Corbin is what? Top what? Three?
Yeah.
Technically?
Upper mid card.
Yeah. All right. How about we talk about this now? This week we also saw the release of the 2015 Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards. And there are some obvious choices and then there are some puzzling choices. So let's run them down really quickly.
Puzzling.
Your wrestler of the year is AJ Styles.
Sure.
Most outstanding wrestler is also AJ Styles. I don't get the difference between these two awards. Your feud of the year is Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo.
Just because there are UFC inclusions here, but that was a good feud. Just to be honest. Aldo versus McGregor was bustos. It was wrestling level tactics employed in the UFC. As in, and there was a language barrier to boot. So if something that good could be that amusing, it deserves it. And trust me, it was worth watching.
If any of you could actually explain to us, or to me at least, why the UFC is part of the WON Awards, hit me up at _Stancy. I just want to know. Tag Team of the Year, the Young Bucks. In case you were wondering, the New Day finished in third in the voting.
I wouldn't even give it to the Young Bucks. They didn't do
second?
Anything groundbreaking
Red
this
Dragon.
Year.
Red Dragon, okay. They didn't do anything groundbreaking this year, but just on...
No.
I think it's just fan service at that point.
Why? So if it's fan service, then why not give it to the New Day?
I would say that the New Day would have had more fans because they're nasa mainstream. They're in WWE.
But Wrestling Observer has been noted to
shift. No, Meltzer is a huge NJPW
bias. As in sobra.
All right, your most improved wrestler is Bayley. She's the first ever female to win any of these singles awards in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter.
And very much deserved.
Best on interviews, Conor McGregor. Most charismatic, Shiny McNamara.
Goes without saying.
Best technical wrestler, Zack Sabre Jr.
No questions there.
Bruiser Brody Memorial Award for Best Brawler, Tomohiro Ishii.
No disagreements there.
Yeah.
Absolutely none.
And thank you for putting Shibata in second place.
In case you were wondering, third, fourth, and fifth, KO, Brock Lesnar,
KO is not
and Tomoaki Honma.
Can we call KO a brawler?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you can now.
Not...
Parang di.
It's a little
almost all around Jay.
Because you can call Steen a brawler.
Oh, yeah, sure.
He can call Steen a brawler. You can't call Owens a brawler.
Talaga. I would actually...
The style is very different.
Lesnar doesn't brawl either, and he's fourth in this award.
Brock just...
He doesn't brawl. He's a grappler.
Yeah.
He's,
Brock is a grappler.
He's a grappler, but he will punch you in the face.
But he doesn't
enough.
Punch you in the face. He suplexes you.
And then he makes you submit.
Yeah. That's technical.
That's technical.
More than anything.
You have a point.
Best flying wrestler. This is the best title in the list.
The best flying wrestler.
Ricochet.
Di ba di ko mababalipad mo eh, basta lumilipad ka.
Yeah, it's like a best flying Pokemon, di ba? Which led us to actually have 10 minutes of Pokemon discussion before the mics went live.
Ricochet is insane. Guys.
Ricochet is, it's not fair. Ricochet slash Prince Puma slash, what else does he go by?
Yun lang.
Is unfair.
Since we're talking about Lucha Underground, can I just mention really quickly? Now, I was trying to get back into the LU groove, so I Googled Lucha Underground.
Oh.
Stupid me, clicked on the Wikipedia page. Fuck, I got spoiled, bro.
Eh, you knew better.
I know.
This from last season.
Yeah, because it happened to me and then it happened to you.
Yeah.
Right.
So now I'm avoiding everything. So don't fuck it up for the rest of us.
I'm not going to fuck it up for the rest of you guys, but now
don't fuck it up for yourselves.
But
I
just ask, is it good?
I can't say.
Because if you say it'll be spoiling.
Yes.
But no.
Is it, okay, no,
just,
no, no,
just
no,
say
no,
if
no.
it's good or not.
In your personal opinion.
Yeah,
is
just,
it
no,
good?
Just good or, just say yes or no. Is it good or not?
I'm undecided because I don't know what to feel after seeing these names. Yun lang. That's it.
Oh, wait,
I'm
going to
stop.
Can I just confirm if the King of Dong style is showing up?
No.
That's weird.
He was rumored.
He was rumored.
His name wasn't brought up in the spoilers I saw.
Okay. So, yeah. That's a roster in columns.
No, I didn't go there. I didn't go that far.
Oh, God. I may championship.
Stop
it. Spoil
stop.
All the championships.
Stop.
That's
stop.
It.
No. I'm going to talk about last season, fool.
Okay.
Last season, I was spoiled on the happenings of Ultima Lucha.
Yeah.
Just because I looked at the roster.
That's the same thing that happened to me. No, with me this time, don't even go to the Lucha Underground page on Wikipedia. Kasi dun pala sa ilalim, you've got the championships. And then it spoils the ending of Ultima Lucha 2.
Jesus.
Wait. Already.
How have they taped that much?
No. It's a shorter season.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
how can you have an Ultima Lucha 2? No?
I don't know.
Because Ultima means last.
No. It might be just for the season.
Yeah. Like season finale.
Because you can really say.
Okay.
It's not.
Tapos Allison naman sila.
Yeah.
Riding off of the sunset.
Yep.
How shortened is the season?
It's like.
16 weeks?
I'm guessing it's like 4 months now.
16 weeks.
Yeah.
16 weeks.
Shit, that's less episodes than Arrow in the Flash. Fuck.
That's about the same run as Archer.
Archer.
Not surprised. Archer on FX.
Although, no, it could be, you know, it could be, you know, 20 plus episodes. The last one was just double that.
Yeah, Ultima Lucha is like, what, 4?
40 something, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say that yung mga nag-edit ng Wikipedia spoilers.
Fuck
you. Assholes.
Yeah, sa tingin niyo ba cool kayo? Just because you were able to go to Ultima Lucha. Yeah.
Yeah,
don't they have rules against that?
They should.
No, they do. I know they do.
They should.
But they don't.
Did dapat sila mismo yung nag-edit ng Wikipedia page nila?
No, because I think LU is small enough to fly under the radar. Just because.
No, I mean the guys who run Lucha Underground themselves. Dapat they should moderate their Wikipedia page.
Let me tell you this. PWR, we from PWR don't run our Wikipedia page.
Because we're not allowed to. Because we're all featured.
No.
I mean, PWR does not have a hand in its Wikipedia page.
Other people operate the PWR Wikipedia page.
You know who you are, fuckers.
Yeah, the same way that other people operate the Mellow 94.7 Wikipedia page.
Talaga.
Yeah, I kid you not. So
I don't know how to say it.
How does this?
I don't know how to say it.
Stan from the Madhouse. Yeah, it's fixed.
Wait, Madhouse pa rin?
My our show is the Madhouse.
Oh, wait, no, but that, sorry. It was the factory before.
Oh, no, you're thinking about another station, I believe.
No, I was thinking about the factory.
Okay.
Anyway, let's continue on with the other awards.
Most
overrated was Kane. Most underrated was Cesaro.
Kane was overrated? I'm pretty sure people rated Kane normally.
According to like 1,775 people, yeah.
Okay.
Promotion of the year, New Japan.
But no surprise.
Best weekly TV show, NXT.
Which I disagree with.
And a close second, Lucha Underground.
I believe LU is the better show because NXT, as much as it's tight, it's also not that produced well. Like,
what do
so,
you mean?
There's so many things going on in one episode. And before you remember this, in its heyday, well, this is its heyday now, but in its early days, you would just get a maximum of 3 matches. Okay. That's when it was good. That's when it.
No, that's could, when it was. It was
that's when it deserved
was
the weekly. Yeah, that's when it deserved the best weekly TV show award.
Yeah, this is the first time NXT's actually won this award.
You know, no, because I just have to say this.
At least LU is fucking slick.
Yes, LU is slick as fuck. Mm. In the 1 hour, because we're judge. I think that when we judge it and compare it, it's always in that 1 hour time frame.
Mm-hmm.
NXT needs to go to 2 hours just to have more.
I've been
time
saying
to
this.
Breathe.
I've been saying this forever.
And no, we've talked about it before.
Yes, we have.
No, that's why. No, we have talked about it before. That's
at
why.
Least an hour and 30.
Yes.
Okay. Match of the year: Shiny versus Ibushi from Wrestle Kingdom 9,
which we called on our year-end awards.
Rookie of the year: Chad Gable,
which we called also.
Best non-wrestler: El Jefe, Dario Cueto.
Puede.
Worst TV announcer, JBL.
Can we count Kona as a non-wrestler now?
Yes.
Yes.
We should,
yes.
But he wasn't in your top 10. In fact, Xavier Woods was number 3, and he's not a non-wrestler.
Oh,
he is a wrestler.
He wrestles on the reg.
Yeah.
He's not, it's not Freebird rules anymore, but he's still there.
Let's give this award to Ro. He liked this. Worst TV announcer, JBL, your boy.
Yeah.
Still blocked.
Best TV announcer.
No. I just need Stardust to unblock me.
Best TV announcer, Mauro Ranallo.
No surprise.
Best major wrestling show, Wrestle Kingdom 9. Best wrestling maneuver, The Styles Clash. Which, you know, I don't get because it's been around since the early 2000s.
It's not a best new wrestling maneuver. It's just best wrestling maneuver.
Yeah, I mean,
it's still impressive.
I think the award is the most over move this year.
Okay.
Which I don't even think is a Styles Clash.
It's not. He barely busted it out this year. Like only in big match situations.
So what is the most what is the most over move this year?
Well, in your opinion? Maybe the Bomae. I could you can make a case for the Bomae.
Yeah, you could.
You could make a case for
wait. Nakamura is on the short list, but it's not for
with
the Bomae.
The flying armbar.
What the fuck?
No, because the flying armbar was sick. It's not his finisher, but it's sick.
I would argue that the Superman punch should be in the list. Or
that's
on the
true.
List.
That's
or
the true.
Spear. I think it's a spear.
One
he
of those
closes,
two.
He closes with the spear.
Then almost over in Superman punch.
The German suplex also is not here.
Yeah, that's right.
Brock
Lesnar's
German
suplex.
Should be there.
I don't know. If we're going to choose from the shortlist, might as well go with Angelico.
You can drop kick?
Yeah.
Angelico's drop kicks?
No, the one from the stage.
We're just talking about one singular move.
In the shortlist.
Yeah.
Because if we're talking about specific moves, the Styles Clash that he used to beat Tanahashi, that was good. Yeah. It wasn't a world beater Styles Clash, but that was good.
I wouldn't call the Styles Clash the most over move this year.
No, but that one instance of the Styles Clash during the Tanahashi match was golden.
Pwede bang Sonic Crusher na lang?
Pwede rin. Pwede rin, because our boy Ralph Imabayashi pulled off amazing
Sonic Crushers for everyone.
All right.
Everyone gets one.
Most disgusting promotional tactic, WWE uses Reed Flair's death in an angle.
Which we discussed at length.
It is disgusting. I mean, but that was the point.
Yeah. Worst TV show, Raw.
But there were votes for Lucha Underground, so fuck you guys. The 9 people who voted for it.
Idiots.
Worst match of the year, Psycho Circus versus Villanos.
Just so you know, that was on the AAA Mega Show.
From Triple Mania.
It was so bad.
Worst feud of the year, Team PCB versus Team Bad versus Team Bella. Because of...
AKA Divas Revolution.
Yeah, because of the hype, no? Worst promotion of the year, LOL TNA.
Triple A, number 3. Although, Triple A should be number 2, and WWE should be number 3.
Best Booker. Triple H and Ryan Ward.
For those of you who don't know, Ryan Ward is the writer of NXT.
Best gimmick goes to New Day.
At least. No surprise.
Worst gimmick, Stardust.
This is worst booking more than anything.
Yeah.
You say if he was booked right, then people would be
behind. It would be magnificent.
A Stardust character.
I mean, Stardust Amell was actually fun.
Yeah. Best celebrity moment of the last, what, 5-10 years?
5-10 years. And with a chance of 2...
Yeah, WrestleMania star.
Jeez, that would be fun.
I'm in.
WrestleMania star. Das. Okay. Puede, puede.
You get 3 out of 10 Buezis. Best box office draw, Ronda Rousey. Worst major wrestling show, Triple Mania. And that's it.
Yeah.
That was long. Okay.
They have more awards than us.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Okay. How about we talk about Daniel Bryan really quickly since we're heading into the Rumble and there are a lot of us, myself included, I think you guys are also included, who are just dying to see Daniel Bryan back and that the and think that the Rumble would be a great way to bring him back into the fold.
I think...
Don't we all?
I think that if there's a time to make things right with Daniel Bryan, it's at the Rumble.
Like, we've talked about it so much, and I'm still standing by. If they don't bring him back at the Rumble...
They're not bringing him back at all?
No, not just that. But the screw is in. The fix is in. They're screwing with him now.
What's your conspiracy theory here, Mr. Conspiracy Theorist?
The one I've been talking about for the longest time now, since he was knocked out early last year.
Yeah, just to remind people, it is a new year.
They're not clearing him so that he will lose his momentum. But it's obviously backfiring on them.
Completely.
Yeah, because the more they hold him back, the more that fans clamor for him.
So all the more, if he doesn't get brought back, the fix is in. He should walk out Punk style after that.
I think the best thing that can happen to Daniel Bryan's career is walking out Punk style but still remaining in the wrestling business. Show up at Evolve or like Ring of Honor.
He can't show up at Evolve because of the
WWE connection. Fine, show up at Ring of Honor or New Japan.
He could go back to New Japan.
No, he could go to New Japan right now. Take out the Bullet Club.
Parang nag-trade lang sila eh. Diba? Like AJ Styles for Daniel Bryan.
No. But that's an unfair trade.
On whose end? Sino talo dun?
WWE.
Why would you say that?
No, New Japan talo.
I would say
New Bryan Japan is old, remember?
No. Styles is older, but Bryan's body is more banged up.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so... I would argue that talo yung New Japan in that trade.
But if they make the most out of Bryan, just because he is...
But New Japan's schedule is less grueling.
Yeah.
But will New the strong Japan style wrestling be detrimental to his body?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, it will be. But the thing is, if you notice, the lack of one-on-one matches on a regular scale with New Japan, there are many
tag matches,
multi-man tag matches, just to prevent that constant wear and tear on bumping alone. Which at this point Daniel Bryan could use.
Right.
It makes sense for him in that
sense. But there's
setting.
No way they're gonna put him in the in the early card, the Tito spots.
Oh no.
The Tito 10 man tags.
No, they can put him in.
They're gonna put him in either in the IC title picture or the heavy Q championship.
Even never.
He doesn't need never. They need him at IC because Nakamura is gone.
So you trade the one dream boy for the other dream boy, basically.
Sure, yeah, we're never gonna have that dream match.
Also, but no. That, speaking of the dream match, while I do think that if he doesn't show up at the Rumble, the fix is in. I think they're gonna keep holding on to him somehow. I think he's gonna try to keep holding on to him just to have that Nakamura Bryan match.
But why hold him back and not let him go to a different company if you're never going to clear him to wrestle and have that Nakamura-Bryan match in the first place?
I don't know.
Because that'll
know.
Be dumb.
WWE logic doesn't make sense here because if Olympic-level doctors are clearing him, it's weird. It's really weird.
But to be clear, he never saw Maroon this week.
He did not. That was confirmed on this morning's Grapevine.
Yeah. So he never saw Dr. Maroon. All right.
But this is just last thought on that. If Daniel Bryan does make it to the Rumble, mark out moment of the year, possibly. Yes?
Yeah.
This Rumble stands to be a really huge Rumble in terms of mark out moments.
Yeah.
All they have to do is execute.
Right.
There's a lot riding on this Rumble, actually.
We might as well predict the card. We always do this right before a pay-per-view. We might as well get right to it. We have the card right here.
What if they're bringing in AJ Styles because they're not bringing in Daniel Bryan?
Oh, God. No, that's not fair.
It's possible.
No, I don't want to think about that because...
It's possible.
I love... Okay. We like Styles. Mm. We like Styles because of his style of wrestling.
Sorry. Yes, thank you.
Sorry. We like Styles because the way he wrestles, it's exciting to watch him. He speaks perfectly. He's good on the mic.
But he does not speak perfectly. You know this.
Okay, I'm over-exaggerating, but
he's thank you good. For being honest about that.
He's good.
Oh, he's on the good. Mic?
No. He's good. Fine, period. He's good. Yeah. He's good, period. You can't replace one for the other. If you have two at the same time, if you have both men at the same time, that would be wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, but the problem is hindi nga nila kiniklear si Daniel Bryan. So I think from like a WWE corporate perspective, they're probably going to forget about Bryan one day. Let's bring in this Styles guy and fucking distract them while we hold Daniel Bryan back further and just, you know, let him write out his contract or some shit.
No.
It's very possible.
It's very possible, but then that's cool.
We need to know here like how much merch Bryan moves.
MJD?
MDJ.
MDJ? MDJ?
Yeah, we can probably look that up. I mean,
Mr. Senor?
I would say that he still moves a lot of merch.
Yeah,
except
me too, yeah.
Except in his absence, he hasn't had new merch.
Siempre.
Siempre, but the thing is...
No, even still... in Cena's absence, he still has new merch.
That's true. Mm. As part of the Legends line.
Diba? So, you know, I guess it says something. There's some subtext there somewhere, which... I don't think we can get into right now without like all the data and shit. So let's predict the Rumble. Okay, so your pre-show match is a Fatal 4-Way Tag Team match for two spots in the Royal Rumble match. Your participants, the Dudley Boys, The Ascension, Mark Henry and Jack Swagger, and the very odd pairing of Darren Young and Damian Sandow. First off, when the fuck did the primetime players split up?
They did not.
They're just injured.
No.
They're not injured.
They're not injured. Because Titus was in an 8-man match this week on Raw.
They did not split up. They were just trying out new
Darren
things.
Young injured?
No. He's not.
So
not
why? Bakit ganito?
No. They're trying out new things. Apparently, those new things mean being in other teams.
That doesn't make sense.
When did things ever make sense here?
When did things make sense on the pre-show?
No. In the pre-show, yung pinag-usapan ko na it doesn't make sense.
No, I know, but then I'm just adding to it that when right, did
fine.
Things make sense on the pre-show?
No, fine.
The Dudley Boys are winning this. We all know that.
Probably, yeah. Next up, Dean Ambrose versus Kevin Owens, last man standing for the Intercontinental Championship.
Ding na to.
Yeah, this is Dean's star-making moment.
I beg to differ. I think Kevin Owens.
No,
I think Kevin Owens wins.
As we said on the pre-show of the Royal Rumble,
on Fox,
Kevin Owens is going to lose, but he'll come out all the better for it.
Yeah,
I think he has a chance though.
On that note, are these two showing up at the Rumble?
They are not among the announced participants.
So that's my standing. Papatayin sila yan.
They're probably not going to be in the Rumble.
No.
Yeah,
that's a good way to take out another though. Good way to take out Dean.
And yeah, it's a good way of taking both of them out because those two spots could go to someone else. Diba?
Like AJ Styles?
and
Daniel Bryan?
Yeah. Next up, United States Championship. Alberto Del Rio versus Kalisto.
It is Kalisto.
This has to be Kalisto.
I'm for Kalisto here.
This has to be Kalisto.
Talaga, I was calling ADR to win just so they can extend the feud.
I don't know.
Does it need extending?
No, it does need extending, but I think if Kalisto doesn't win here... They'll be missing the boat.
Talaga? So you think that the moment is ripe for Kalisto to finally
win? Yeah, because people were pissed off when he lost. So at this point...
There's vitriol.
Mm-hmm. Unless you do it in a crazy finish.
No, I don't know.
Okay lang ko, hindi
kailangan dusty finish, but...
No, there's part of me kasi that thinks that ADR will win and then they hopefully extend this to Mania.
Sure.
No, that's possible. That's a very strong possibility.
But I think people want Kalisto now.
Okay. People want Kalisto. Give them Kalisto, you know. Divas Championship, Charlotte versus Becky Lynch.
Oh, especially if Roman Reigns is losing the championship.
Yeah.
Kalisto.
You have to have the fans.
You got Ambrose and most likely have Kalisto.
Which means that Charlotte is probably winning against Becky.
I don't see Becky winning anyway.
I don't see it either.
But I hope Becky gets a Mania moment.
I hope that this is a good match.
I think it will be because
I hope they give them time for this one. Just because that's all they need. They've shown it before that these girls can go. It's just that little smidgen of time. 10-minute match for this, it's going to be good.
allow me to fantasize for a moment and think about WrestleMania. When you have Charlotte and Becky Lynch one-on-one for the Divas title, that feud will have been 5 months long by then. Six months. Imagine how awesome that video package will be right before the match. Diba? Yeah. You have yung history nila from NXT to the Divas Revolution to them turning on each other. Shit, that would make for an awesome program come WrestleMania. So I hope it goes all the way.
I think it will.
Tag team match, which I thought, by the way, would be demoted to the pre-show. New Day versus the Usos. A match and feud I do not give a shit about.
New Day.
Yes, I'm calling New Day.
New Day.
Unless that's what they want us to think.
I don't want the Usos to win again.
Me neither.
But what's left, though? When you think about it, what is left?
For the New Day to conquer?
No. Yeah.
The Wyatts.
Or the
League of Nations.
That's for the faces, though. Unless they turn New Day face.
Yeah. Or you snap them online. You turn them tweener or something.
Oh, yeah. That could be a thing.
Because the New Day is over enough. So when you brought up to me the possibility that you turn them tweener, I was like, oh, I mean, they're over enough anyway. Now, they could still keep doing what they're doing and people would cheer for them just because they're cool and they're good at what they do.
Yeah.
Right?
I think next step is Wyatt's or bust. It's Wyatt's or bust.
No, but Bray Wyatt's going to be busy. And, you know, we'll get into that in a little bit.
Okay.
Your announced Royal Rumble match participants. There are like 14 of them. Let's just run through them really quickly. You got Big Show, Curtis Axel, the entire Wyatt family, all four of them, Ryback, Dolph Ziggler, Chris Jericho, Brock Lesnar, Stardust, Sheamus, and your champion Roman Reigns. So the other 16 spots are up for grabs right now, including the two spots reserved for the winners of the kickoff match. Mm-hmm. All of that being said, I think we can still narrow down our little short list to like 3 to 5 names.
Okay.
Diba? So we obviously have to start with the champion, Roman Reigns.
Okay.
Why is Roman Reigns winning the Rumble?
Because he's Roman Reigns.
Because they need...
Because he's Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You don't live in Tadeke.
It's Lol Cena version Roman Reigns.
No, but not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but in this case.
It's Roman wins because we need to build him up.
Yeah, I agree. Because you know how in 2013 when Cena won, it was very Lol Cena wins. Mm-hmm. And we were like, tangin eto na naman. If and when Roman Reigns wins on Sunday or Monday in Manila time, I wouldn't feel that way. Mm. I don't know why. And I'm the hater here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you're the biggest hater here.
I wouldn't feel that way. Now, Lol Cena wins. I'd be like, yeah, they did their job for as long as they book him well. Because they've done one step already, which is to give him the number one slot, diba? So
the awkward. No, just like off the top of my head, just something I realized now. If he does win this year, this would be the first time back to back Rumble wins.
No,
with the championship on the line this time. It's the first time it's happened. It's a very awkward scenario that I don't think they'd want to give Roman Reigns kagad, unless, of course, that's what they want to do.
No, the championship wasn't up for grabs them on last year, so you can't say in the back-to-back years the title was on the line.
No, back-to-back Rumble wins for Roman Reigns.
It doesn't matter. They've done that with Shawn. They've done that with Austin, diba? So I don't think it matters.
But putting him on that, you know, on that level... With those two guys?
But this one, kasi, the difference with this match is that it's a match he absolutely has to win.
Yeah.
Like, last year wasn't a match he had to win. This one does. I mean, this one is, considering his kayfabe status.
Right. So it's a must-win situation. And we've said this time and time again, but whether he wins or loses, this will add to the myth of Roman Reigns. Mm. Ba? Next on our little short list, the beast incarnate Brock Lesnar. Why is Brock Lesnar going to win the Rumble?
Because, why is he going to win the Rumble?
Because he is the most dangerous man in the WWE. Period. He can suplex people outside the ring.
That's not suggested.
It's not suggesting. But the thing is, it sets up. No, I'm getting to the point. It sets up a really nice WrestleMania feud between him and Roman Reigns.
Yeah, it would be a good rematch. Story.
I like the rematch.
Yeah. The rematch there without Seth Rollins' involvement, like completely No involvement with Seth Rollins.
Or anyone else.
Or anyone else
for that
matter. Money in the Bank, not going to happen. League of Nations, not going to happen. Everything else, bleh. It's just a nice, clean rematch where we can get the one-on-one match that...
We deserved.
Not really we deserved.
We do deserve it.
No, we deserve it now. We deserve it now. Because last year was bad.
Here's why Roman Reigns... Here's why Brock Lesnar isn't winning the Rumble. So as Raw closed last Monday, we saw the Wyatt family just lay waste to Brock Lesnar, and that got me really excited. I know a lot of you guys were also psyched for this. The idea now you have Brock Lesnar and Bray Wyatt going one-on-one at WrestleMania. Think about it. I said this in my Raw review. It was very interesting. Now you've got the most legit fighter in Brock, and on the opposite end of the spectrum, yung pinaka... natitirang remnant of the cartoonishness of pro wrestling.
New Face of Fear. Yeah. You want to reuse that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bray Wyatt. Right?
Bray Wyatt.
Going up against each other at WrestleMania. And you don't even have to delve too much into the cartoon business. Just the mere fact that the Wyatt family beat Brock Lesnar up, he's going to want to come after them regardless of who wins this year's Royal Rumble.
I don't think that it's gonna. I don't think for sure yet that it's gonna be a Wyatt and a Wyatt match.
It sounds kasi more like a subplot than anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it's going to become main narrative. I mean, it's a subplot within the match.
Because there have been so many rumored opponents for Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, we've heard Brock Kevin Owens, Brock Rock,
Brock Austin.
No,
that's not happening.
No, I know it's not happening, but then it's been rumored.
Yeah, but I think more than Brock Owens or Brock Rock, I think Brock Bray has the most chances of happening. Especially because they've kind of planted the seeds already. And I'm ready to buy it.
No, I don't know. I can't buy anything until it happens.
Okay. But so when it happens...
It happens.
I called it first.
Okay, you called it.
Fine.
Yeah. Fine.
Here's a name that not a lot of people would cop out to putting on their short lists of winners.
Okay.
Triple H.
Mm-hmm. Triple H makes sense given his position right now.
Plus, he hasn't been on Raw since December, right?
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen, but it's that surprise type thing.
No, it's not a surprise. And if it happens, I won't be surprised. But at the same time, I don't think it's going to happen either.
Let me ask you this. Will the IWC lose its shit for the better or for the worse if Triple H were to win?
Maybe.
Mix. It's a mix. Because it sets up, it makes all of the road to WrestleMania all that more interesting. But at the same time, it reeks of everything that the IWC hates about Trips. That's it.
All right.
No, I don't know. I think it's going to be a mixed reaction, yeah. I agree.
Okay. How about this name? Sheamus.
I don't want to see that. No, please, no. No one wants that.
They book him well.
There is... I don't know. Sheamus was interesting towards the end of last year. Just ever so slightly. Just because he was champion. Just because they pulled the Money in the Bank. The Money in the Bank. Yeah. Device just to make it happen. Device, briefcase, same. They just pulled it for the sake of pulling it.
Are there any other names on your radars right now?
None.
As in feasible winners?
AJ fucking Styles.
That is not a feasible winner.
AJ fucking Styles.
I think yun talaga yung shortlist eh. But the beauty of it is that we actually have a shortlist and not, a runaway winner.
Unlike last year, it was so telegraphed last year. I'm sorry.
The year before, though, we didn't expect Batista to win.
Oh, yeah, that's true. 2014 surprise, though.
We weren't surprised. Yeah, we weren't surprised, but he wasn't like the consensus surefire winner.
Actually, the pattern really is Roman Reigns is his story gets set at the Rumble with Batista in that year.
No, when Batista won, he was still part of the Shield.
No, he was still part of the Shield, but still, his, if we're talking about mythos of
mythos
of freaking Roman Reigns. The Rumble is his pay-per-view.
I'll give you that. Because that...
I would say it's almost there. This is year three of him taking the spotlight.
Yeah, I agree. Because when did he have the most eliminations? 2014, right?
2014, yeah. The year that he lost. The year that he most eliminations, makes it to the final two, gets screwed over by Blutista.
Yeah, that was the year that everybody wanted Roman Reigns to win. 2014.
And then the next year is the year that no one wanted Roman Reigns to win.
And then he actually wins.
And he actually wins.
Yeah.
Now, this year is the one where you're allowed to have a fair opinion. Does he deserve to win? Does he not deserve to win? Is it interesting? Yes. But at the end of the day, he's owning the Rumble.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Camus on this.
He's owning the Rumble, and it's just one of those things. Incidental, maybe incidental, but fact of life.
I would agree. Just because, yeah.
Oh, fine. Almost there.
Almost there. Almost there. Because
if he wins this, then yes, it's going to be enough. For sure enough.
It's his show.
It's his show. The way that WrestleMania was Shawn's show, Survivor Series, Taker show.
Yeah. Is it Taker show?
I would say no, Randy
because there's
Orton.
A lot of. No, I still say no, Survivor Series is.
WrestleMania is just as much as Taker's as it is Shawn's.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's true.
For as long as, Taker is an active wrestler. Just really quickly, the reason why I included Sheamus in my short list is because I heard his name get thrown around. It's a Royal Rumble preview, Bill Simmons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like he and his son, his 8-year-old son, talked about Sheamus actually winning the Rumble. Sapaisip ako na. Why not Sheamus?
Anyway, because no one likes him.
We could do this fun game that we played last year during our own mini Royal Rumble viewing party.
Oh yeah.
So what you need here is an even number of participants, yep. Divisible by the number 30.
Yeah, are we playing this though for the viewing party?
We could. Well, not for like the entire bar. Probably yeah.
Our table.
Yeah, our table.
The SGP table. So listeners of the show, if you're coming on Monday.
Yeah, Monday, January 25 at Skinny Mike's. Yeah, please be there by 8 a.m. Here's something you might want to try out either at the party with your barcada or at home with your own barcada. So
or by yourself.
Or by yourself if you if you have enough alcohol.
Or if you're bored, that bored. So 30 participants yan, diba? Let's say there are 6 of you. So you each get 5 numbers from 1 to 30, and then that's your guy. So let's say your numbers are 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So every time that guy comes out, that's your guy. And when he gets eliminated, that's when you take a shot. Tama, diba?
Well, we did swigs of beer because shots were...
Not available.
Not available and painful, and it was a working day. So.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, but the idea
and
is...
And it was at my house last year.
Right. But the idea is that, diba? Now, if your guy gets eliminated, you take a shot. You drink. So there. That should be fun, regardless of how many people you are in your group and how many people you've got to pull for in the Rumble. And there's that added bit of surprise now. Let's say you're number... Parang last year, you were like number 17 or some shit. And Roman Reigns comes out. You're like, oh, fuck. or even worse, you're like number 16 and out comes Heath Slater. Like, fuck, this is my guy. I'm surely going to drink. Diba? So that kind of shit. Of course, the viewing party is happening on Monday. That's January 25 at 8 a.m. at Skinny Mike's. It's going to be the official launch of the wrestling show on Fox.
Should have been pala.
No, hindi pa. But you know, let's see.
Let's call it the wrestling show.
Yeah,
I like it.
The wrestling show.
The
yeah.
The or that.
I like that more.
That
wrestling show. It's we're from that wrestling show.
Okay, I'm Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. So we're going to be hosting the Rumble viewing party. The show, that wrestling show, will debut there. Plus,
but it's also that wrestling show.
Yeah,
is also going to debut this weekend.
Yes, this weekend.
I believe
we'll be following it up from our friends from Fox tomorrow morning. Plus, we're also giving away a lot of stuff from our friends from Fox, particularly Royal Rumble T-shirts.
Yun.
So I'm guessing Roman's face is on it
from this year.
From this year.
Nice.
So we're also going to be asking some questions in between commercial breaks, and if you can answer them correctly, then congratulations.
Sana yung shirt, the shirt makes you look like you're made out of marble.
Yeah, but that's not likely to happen.
Nah.
Anyway, for this party to be possible, we could not have made it possible without our friends from Skinny Mike's, from Fox Philippines, PWR because we will be selling PWR live Road to Vendetta tickets at Skinny Mike's.
Yeah,
and PWR merch.
Some of the PWR guys will be there as well.
Yep. And we'll also be thanking our friends from Smart Henry. Well, that's us. Because you know,
and we are our own friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are friends at this podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. We are friends with ourselves.
So that's going to happen on Monday morning. Please do join us for that. It's bound to be a lot of fun. I think this will be our third viewing party at Skinny Mike's.
Fourth?
No, fourth or fifth.
Fifth.
Sorry.
Fifth.
I totally forgot those parties I missed. Yeah. So there. We also got to thank the boys and the girls of PWR, as always. Don't forget.
Survivor Series there?
No, we did not. Because it was an underwhelming show.
Because Survivor Series this year was meh.
Yeah. The boys and girls from PWR are also excited to have you on the 31st. That's the last day, the last Sunday of January. PWR Live Road to Vendetta comes to iAcademy Auditorium. Show starts at 6 p.m. as always.
Speaking of iAcademy, if anyone here listening to the podcast is a student of iAcademy, there is a free show for you.
That's right.
Only for you.
It's a PWR house show. Yeah.
Very first.
The very first PWR house
free
show.
Free admission to all iAcademy students only.
Yeah.
So and, sorry, outsiders.
And if you like what you see and if you're from iAcademy, then you know what to do 2 days later on Sunday.
Yep.
Right? And of course, our friends from Mellow 94.7, which unlike our neighbors, Magic 89.9, will not get a reshuffle of a lineup, thankfully. Yeah.
Mo balita din.
I don't know. I've been asking that little bird from across the hall. Na itatago natin sa pangalang Jam.
Alas.
Yeah. Anyway, that's our own little dirt. We fantasy book radio stations in our free time.
And other things.
Yeah. Anyway, we gotta get out of here.
Hey, wait, I'm pick of the week.
Oh yeah. Pick of the week. Thanks for reminding me. You can go first.
Okay, I'm picking the Rich Swan Baron Corbin match because it was just a lot of fun.
Sure.
And well, yeah. I'm sticking to that because you guys might have, you know, the others as your picks.
I have two choices, so I can let Thomas go first. I have a backup.
I'm taking New Japan Wrestle Kingdom because I haven't said it yet. But fucking hell, no!
No, that doesn't count.
Okay, I haven't watched much wrestling.
You're a loser.
I'm a loser. I have no pick.
Okay.
But Wrestle Kingdom was fun.
Sure. I'll pick ADR Sheamus versus Kalisto and Dean Ambrose from Raw. That was fun. My backup would have been Reigns versus Rusev. Yeah, patalo lang to see Jericho. I can't believe I'm saying this, but yeah.
I told you, so I'm sad. A maniwala.
It's so sad.
Are you finally off the bandwagon?
No, I am still a Jericho-holic. I'm just not a fan of his recent work.
Yeah, so you're off the bandwagon.
Yeah, just not a fan of his recent work.
He hasn't done anything good since Beast in the East.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I will agree with that.
Yeah, okay. I will agree with that. Nothing of note.
Parang, this is the sad Tito reunion, eh. I think the guy looks like he stopped doing DDP yoga. Well, has he? You're the one who listens to the podcast.
No, he
still does it. He still vouches for it.
No, okay, this is
so. What part of the bilbil niya?
I have no idea.
Sorry, realization.
Yeah,
stopping DDP yoga is even worse than when you tried to get back on it.
What do you mean?
Because I stopped about when my injury happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then now that I'm on my road to recovery, I have attempted getting back into DDP yoga. It sucks balls. No, it sucks balls.
Because you're less flexible now.
It sucks balls.
No, I think it's because he still drinks like a motherfucker.
Oh, well, that's.
And he's 45, the bar 46, so it doesn't help your body then. At this point,
that's true,
right?
Who gave him the idea to wear, you know, that weird vest or that shirt
jacket
thing?
Vest,
you know,
thing.
No, the jacket and then just a tie.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'm assuming na siya yun. I don't think he has a stylist, but if he did have a stylist, he should fucking fire that guy. Anyway, that brings us
fire
to the
himself.
End. That should bring us to the end of the Meta World Peace / Ron Artest episode of the number one 15th ranked episode podcast in the sports and rec section. I was about
We're
to
just slipping.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's late.
Yeah, it's late. We got to get out of here. Thank you so much for downloading this episode of the SGB podcast. Hit on the subscribe button, and we'll see you at the Royal Rumble viewing party at Skinny Mike's on Monday. Peace out.
Peace.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the SGP podcast. To get more from the voice of the modern Filipino wrestling fan, go to www.smarkhenry.ph.